I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running pro hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it just, it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win with ease tonight in Brooklyn, and there'll be a little bit of sleep in Brooklyn as the Bucks then head on out back to Fiserv Forum and then off to Paris. Welcome in, Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. The Bucks now 38-6 after dropping the Brooklyn Nets at Barclays tonight. 117-97, 414-799-1250. If you want to join us, that's 799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio. Appreciate you being here tonight after the Bucks once again take care of business. And this time against maybe not the playoff preview that everybody looks at, right? The one seed against the eight seed. This is the one last year where the Bucks just steamrolled through the Detroit Pistons. But nevertheless, a road game against Boston, against Brooklyn, maybe a little weird start time. They're back to seemingly full strength as Kyrie Irving returns just his 14th game of the year. Kyrie Irving able to play in tonight. Joe Harris did not suit up, though, along with DeAndre Jordan. And we all know the real injury concern for the Brooklyn Nets is whenever Kevin Durant ends up regaining and rejoining this team seemingly next year. But a playoff matchup, a playoff team, and you're able to go into their building, and for all intents and purposes, this was not a game at any point in time tonight. Bucks able to cruise, like I said, with ease against Brooklyn tonight. A nice run towards the end of the second quarter allowed the Bucks to stretch it back out to a 15-point game. But outside of that, it was easy pickings for the Milwaukee Bucks, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the worst thing that he got into tonight was apparently the lane, because once again, the fouls coming against Giannis on the offensive end are just somewhat puzzling. Ted Davis tonight just losing his mind there in the third quarter with a couple of the calls that were made on Giannis, and Claxton was one of the guilty parties, as then he decided after taking a charge, it was his right and duty to then stare down Giannis on the way down after hanging on the rim for maybe a couple of seconds too long. There's nights that you have to get a win. There's nights that maybe you want to get a win. There's nights that, and don't take that the wrong way, every single night you play like you need to win and like you want to win. But there are different nights where there's a different mood, a different feeling around the club, right? We've all gone to work and there's been a different vibe going into that day. This was a day where the Milwaukee Bucks knew that they were better than Brooklyn. They knew that they could take care of Brooklyn, and they did just that tonight at Barclays with one more matchup against the Chicago Bulls, and then you're done with that season series coming up on Monday at Fiserv Forum. Note the start time for the Martin Luther King holiday of a 4 o'clock tip at Fiserv Forum. And we start to get into a more stable schedule here after the Bucks head on out to Paris and play their game on Friday against Charlotte. That is a 2 p.m. start time that you'll hear on NBA TV. We will not have a post-game show coming up on Friday after the team plays in Paris. But then you're able to settle back and the off days become a little bit more regular. You're able to play more every other day as the Bucks before and after this Paris trip, as Matt Velasquez, who will join us later on tonight, kind of talked about with us a few different times. The schedule has been rigid at different points and has picked up substantially at different points in the season. This dead period then picks back up once the team returns from Paris, and once we hit into February, as they'll play basically every other day, the start of February through and into the NBA All-Star break coming up in the middle of February, and that's when the trade deadline comes. And right now, we're only like 2.5 weeks away from the NBA trade deadline, where a lot of conversation and a lot of speculation will continue and will start. Saw a couple of reports out here from different members of the media that were possibly suggesting that this team will be active, maybe be searching for some different pieces coming up towards the trade deadline. And it's games like tonight where you just put your mind at ease and then also make me think a little bit harder. What exactly are you looking for elsewhere? What else do you want? What else do you need? In a game where you're able to have nobody play more than 30 minutes and get the bench contributions that you have gotten and continue to get, especially from Dante DiVincenzo, following up a 19-point career high the other night with 11 off the bench and a couple of just pure steals, great, just solid ball play, being able to take it coast-to-coast, finish up, get defensive boards on the other end, and then run into transition. George Hill is shooting the basketball better than he has really in his entire career. We've seen George Hill be a three-point shooter. Not like this. He's leading the league in three-point percentage. You're getting more contributions out of other performers in different areas than I don't think anybody could have seen coming. Tonight, the struggle again at the free throw line for Giannis. But it's not a question in the end because it's 29, 12, and 4. 3 of 7 from the line ain't great, but when you're able to follow it up with 20 from Middleton, shooting over 50%, 3 of 5 from deep, you're able to just elbow people out and shield away and not necessarily worry about some of these games. This is a night where you're taking on, albeit the record under 500, but a team that is right now in the playoffs, team that most likely will be in the playoffs in Brooklyn, and it wasn't a game at all. Not trying to read too much into this one, but once again, the Bucks dominate and roll through an opponent they were supposed to. It just becomes child's play, seemingly, after a while, and the Bucks, after the win in against Boston at home, fly on out to Brooklyn and take care of it and get Dragan Bender a bunch of minutes, and whenever Dragan Bender plays 21 minutes, that is who your MVP, brought to you by Chevy, is going to be. Although, albeit 2 of 7, 2 of 4 from downtown, got himself in early and got himself in often for the Milwaukee Bucks, as it was a bench mob game for the rest of the way out. Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 117-97. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Thanks for being with us here on a Saturday night. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Once again, that's 799-1250, or tweet us at 1057F. I'm the fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
Beautiful pass. DiVincenzo gets the reverse. Bender, the assist.
Dragan Bender highlight. Gotta love it. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Go check out Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North online at mercedesofmilwaukeenorth.com. That is the place you need to go to, guys. If you realize that your car's not good enough in the snow, and that could have been a rude awakening for some folks today. Downtown parking, insane. This will be the last time your boy parks downtown on Humboldt on a day that it snows about 3-4 inches. Mayor Mitch Ross nodded on the other side of the glass. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Mitch, it took me a solid 30 minutes digging out with just the ice scraper today. Couldn't even open the door.
Bro, you got to have a shovel in your backseat if you're going to spend... Actually, in general, it's a great idea to have.
Just it really
a,
is.
Just yes, a shovel in your bed, just in case. Maybe a little ice melt in your trunk. I mean, you got to be prepared for times like that. But living on the east side for a number of years myself, it's an absolute nightmare.
Got a bad awakening to it today, and I'm trying to dig myself out of here and feet and literally just knees on the ground, digging it out like I'm a dog, just trying to find a bone that you buried 3.5 months ago.
Just got to dig out one dry spot to get enough traction to pull yourself out.
And the worst part is the guy in front of me had moved. I mean, I had a good lane, but that's neither here nor there. No one else is worried about my drive in. Everybody more is worried about the drive to the cup that Dante DiVincenzo able to do tonight. And he's been able to finish at the cup a lot better as of recent weeks, and also being able to score more than he has pretty much all year long. And in more consistent run for DiVincenzo appears right now that he is for sure the first guy off the bench, even though George Hill might come in that rotation just a little bit and put up sometimes more minutes off the bench. But DiVincenzo being able to take advantage of the opportunity he's been given this year to start out 2019-2020. 38-6, your Milwaukee Bucks stand after the 20-point win in Brooklyn. Let's go out to the phone, say hello to Mike on the south side. Mike, what's going on guys. Saturday, buddy?
Hey, I talked to you guys yesterday. I tell you, I was driving in that. You know what? I lost my train of thought, and you guys rang me up right there. I was getting run off the road by a couple of Range Rovers and a BMW.
There's always, Mike, the worst part about it is there's the one person that drives far too slow for conditions, and then there's the one other guy that wants to overcompensate and go 20 over.
Well, you know, I had all these thoughts about the Packers, and you guys rang me up. And I'm almost in the ditch, and I'm like, I didn't even know what to say. So let's get to the Bucks.
Do it.
Here's what teams do. They try and get Giannis in foul trouble. That ain't going to work. I'm going to read it down. Dante's Inferno, the White Fright Connington. We got the two Lopez's. I'm going to keep going here.
I like it.
We got Bledsoe, Hill, Matthews. Did I mention Giannis and Middleton yet? We'll get to them later.
Yeah, you got time.
Okay. Then we got the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
We got Ersan. DJ and Sterling. I don't know where they're going to come in. But I want to sign that blonde from Press Row to the team. Because I never get tired of looking at that. I don't know if you caught it. There's this hot blonde sits on Press Row.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I caught that. So I think they can go 41-1 for February. And I'm going to save my voice for tomorrow. Even though, you know me, it's going to be a tough battle, but I'm still going to root for my back.
100%.
Thanks for taking a call, Bill.
Mike, appreciate it, buddy. Get ready for tomorrow. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I am itching for Sunday. I've been itching for Sunday since about Tuesday. This Bucks game is just such a nice distraction and nice calming influence. Because I don't know how many people watched the game tonight and at any point in time said, man, this is going to be a tough game, right? Same thing that you're talking with everybody about with the Green Bay Packers and 49ers. Everybody you talk to, how the Packers are going to do this weekend? I think they can win. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's going to be tough. You never get that with the Bucks. It's a nice relief in the years of being a sports fan in this town where everything is nervous. Just enjoy the ride because they're giving you one hell of a one. Let's go out to McGuanago. Say hi to Steve at 799-1250. Steve, what's on your mind tonight, man?
David Tosh, what's up, man?
Not much, dude. Having a good night. We're just itching for tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking about it for the last couple of weeks. You serious? Come on now. Packers got this game, I'll tell you that.
That's what I like to hear.
Either way, the Bucks. Two things I got for you. You see Dante being a long-term starter the next couple of years?
I think that's the goal. Steve, I think, honestly, when they brought in Wes Matthews, the idea and the hope was that Dante would end up taking over that spot in the middle of the season. I think that people do it across sports where you bring in a young guy and bring in a vet to kind of take him around the league. I think they see Dante definitely as a long-term starter, and I think he's a good off-ball guy for Giannis just the way he plays.
Absolutely. I mean, his skill set just fits this team with mold. It's perfect. I mean, athleticism, three-point shooting, defense, mm-hmm. can't beat it. One more thing. If we do make a trade move here at the deadline, who do you think we can get?
I don't think they're in the market for the McCollums, and I know Bradley Beal's name is definitely going to start really getting floated out there here in the next couple of weeks with his obvious displeasure in Washington. To me, I don't think the trade market is going to be really where they go, Steve. I think they're going to be more active once the buyout market comes, and they don't have to have any risk of losing that number one pick.
I like it. Hey, Jamal Crawford, man. Call that man up.
100%. And it blows my mind that he hasn't been on a team all year long.
That man is old, 38 years old, 39. He can still get 15 a game. Easy.
And he knows his role, too.
Absolutely.
You're never going to hear that dude gripe that he's coming off the bench.
Never. He's going to give you solid minutes. He's going to play hard every game, too. I say get him. Honestly, you could use that veteran leadership. You can't beat it.
Do you think they need anything else outside of that little scoring punch?
Dude, do I think so? What I like to see, personally, if you can get a nice, big size three, a guy like 6'8", 6'9". Look at Wilson Chandler, for example.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Ariza just traded today. That's always been a name that I've looked at.
Long, athletic, just can come off the bench, hit two threes a game, and you're going to get that guaranteed. Like, why wouldn't you want that?
It might just be a bigger, more physical Kyle Korver, where exactly you know what you're doing every single time that he goes, checks into the game.
That Korver signing, I was telling people last time that happened, that's going to be a huge, huge piece of the puzzle. Look what's happening.
Yeah, no doubt. And even whatever he does on the floor, the Eric Name piece of him helping with other people's jump shots and just being a good calming influence, you can't beat that kind of veteran presence.
Not at all.
Steve, appreciate it, man.
Hey, love you on the big show, man. Go Pack.
Take it easy. That's Steve in Miguanago. If you want to hop on after he jumps off, 414-799-1250. There's so many openings for guys to just take over. I don't want to even say minutes, because you know how many are going to go to certain individuals. But, like, you see Sterling Brown out there tonight. In random points in the season, that guy grabs 15 to 20 minutes for two or three straight games. Then just floats off into the bench and inactive. Coach's decision. And all of a sudden, we need a spark. Middle of the second quarter, you know, up three. Sterling, get on in there, kid. Go get ready. All right, we'll grease you up for 22 tonight. See what you can do. The ability to always be ready is something that I think gets overlooked at points across all sports. Like in baseball, the hardest job to have is be a pinch hitter. You're coming off cold mostly every single time you play. Bench dudes, on this team, there's a lot of different times you can get mighty chilly over there on the bench, not playing for a long time, but still being able to give run and serviceable run whenever you're called on. In the Bucks, that's part of what they've rode to a 38-6 record, and they win by 20 again tonight. Highest point differential in the NBA only grows, and the best start in franchise history only continues with a win here tonight for the Bucks in Brooklyn. We're back after this. We're going to hear from Chris Middleton with Dario Melendez, along with Mike Budenholzer, still Matt Velasquez to come. A lot more straight ahead. You're listening to 105.7 FM The Fan. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
Another three, Chris Middleton.
See, and there's my point exactly. Jared Allen, what's he concerned about? Chris getting by him. And so he gives him a gap, gives him a cushion. Chris is able to pull that three-pointer off right in his face.
Marcus Johnson, Jim Paschke, and Fox Sports Wisconsin on the call. Bucks win 117-97 out at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Giannis, 25 minutes, 29 points. Adam up 12 of 20 from the floor, 2 of 5 from downtown. Chris Middleton tonight, he had 20 points and continues his efficient shooting here as of late. And really, I brought it up to Eric Name on the Wendy's Big Show and then Matt Velasquez a couple of days ago here on the postgame show after Boston, I believe. And Chris Middleton has always been a historically streaky shooter for the Milwaukee Bucks. We all have known that. We've all seen that and kind of come to live with it and deal with it, I think. And tonight, you're able to see, again, just the efficiency that he's played with. And both of them kind of argued, and I respect their opinion because they see Bucks basketball up close and personal every single day. And being able to be at practices, be at shoot-arounds all the time, they've seen and said, you know, it, really, though, he's been that efficient pretty much all year long. I think sometimes maybe we want the bigger splash of 32 and 29 points. Man, Middleton was 4 of 4 from downtown. You're starting to eyeball those stats and want them to be, you know, more seemingly every single week, every single night. But the efficiency and the ease that he's been able to score at this year is something to be marveled at, and he is playing better than he has ever played in his career. The point total average would show you that. All of the shooting percentages across the board, field goals, three-pointers, and just foul shots as well. Everything is up for Chris Middleton on the year, and he is having a sensational year for the Milwaukee Bucks after they paid him the money. He has been able to back it up. However, some people might still be a little disappointed. Brook Lopez, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc tonight, but 5 of 12 from the floor. Still has 12 points, 7 boards, go along with 4 assists. And Brook Lopez blocking shots, 5 more tonight, as he has been one of the most dominant shot blockers around this year. Average-wise, he's averaging 2.5 blocks a game, and that among most league leaders sits him at third for blocks per game. Overall blocks is one thing that I'd love to know, but some people for some reason only want it to be the blocks per game that somebody is able to put up in totality. He has rejected a ton of shots seemingly every single night. Brook Lopez is stocking up in that category and adds up 5 more tonight. Go along with his 12 points. Eric Bledsoe, 3 of 5 from the floor, 0 of 2 from three-point land, but made both of his foul shots, finished with 8, the only starter in single digits for the Bucks, as Wes Matthews able to get going late there in the fourth quarter and knock down 3 of 3 triples in that fourth quarter to finish off his 27 minutes with 11 points. I've realized this about Wes Matthews, and I respect it. I really do. And don't take this as a slight. That dude is going to pull the arrow out of his back and shoot it anytime he makes a 3. Good for you, man. You got your celebration. You got it locked in. Would I maybe suggest taking it off if you haven't hit one in, I don't know, say like 3 games? Maybe. 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 But I respect the grind. I respect the craft. And I respect the dedication. And Wes Matthews able to warm up a little bit from downtown later on in the game. DJ Wilson finished 5 minutes. No points, but an assist, a rebound, and a steal. Ersan played 11 minutes, got up 3 shots, made 1, finished with 2. Dragan Bender, though, 21 minutes, second in minutes played, coming off the bench tonight. 2 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 4 from deep, finished with 6, as those are the only 2 shots that he would account for. 6 boards go along with an assist for Dragan Bender. George Hill, 2 of 2 from downtown. What's new? That dude leads the NBA in 3-point field goal percentage. Hill with 6 tonight, just 2 of 4 from the floor, go along with a pair of rebounds and a few assists as well. Sterling Brown only found himself in this game for 5 minutes, along with Patty C, Pat Connaughton. Dante DiVincenzo follows up the career high that he had last night with 19 last night, 11 today for Dante. 5 of 10, 1 of 3 from the floor. Let's take a look at the other guys.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Take a look at some numbers from the Brooklyn Nets side of things before we hear Chris Middleton with Dario Melendez on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dorian Prince, 4 of 15 from the floor, 3 of 12 from deep, finished with 13, leading the Nets in scoring tonight. Kyrie Irving, 6 of 15 from the floor, 17 points, 2 of 6 from deep, go along with 6 assists and 6 boards for Kyrie. Spencer Dinwiddie, just 3 of 12, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, finished with 11 and 14 points off the bench for Nicholas Claxton. Claxton, the rookie out of Georgia, got a little lippy, a little wordy with Giannis. Nobody was too excited about that, but the 31st overall pick in last year's draft comes up with 14 tonight. Only other bench player in double digits for the Nets was Timothy Luano-Cabaret. Like that name. That would fit very well as the Bucks head on out to Europe as they get to go to Paris, play the Charlotte Hornets on Friday. But first, it's at home, wrapping up the season series, that four-game set with the Chicago Bulls. Had one of their four matchups with the Boston Celtics the other night. Chris Middleton talks after the game about this one and still looking back to Thursday.
I just learned from it. I mean, watch the film, see what we did to get that lead, and see what we need to do to keep that lead. It's just as simple as that.
Another 20-point outing for you, your 20th of the year. I know you're a humble guy, you're a team-first guy. What would it mean to you to be another All-Star?
That'd be great. I mean, to be a second-time All-Star, being second-round pick and whatnot, but I'm more proud of what this team is doing. We're playing well, playing together, playing hard as we can, and we got bigger team goals that we want to accomplish.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Injuries in this one, still the one that everybody is pointing to. Kevin Durant, unable to play all year with that Achilles issue, the reason why he was not out there for this team. And still amazing to see that they were able to bring in both of those guys, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and basically just punt this year, knowing, yeah, well, we'll be better next year. It's all good. We'll also sign, you know, Deion Jordan for as much money as they ended up doing. DeAndre Jordan, knowing that he's not going to play as much this year, as he's also out due to injury tonight. Just out for an illness, Robin Lopez. Malika Andrews had that first, expected to be back either on Monday or when the team fires up in Paris against the Charlotte Hornets coming up on Friday. MLK Day start coming up on Monday, a 4 o'clock tip once again. 4 o'clock tip on Monday coming at you. And then on Friday, it is a early start for the Milwaukee Bucks as well, a 2 o'clock tip-off on Friday for your Milwaukee Bucks. And also note, there will be no Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show on Friday. We will be with you, though, coming up on Monday early, right around 6:20, 6:15, when we should be able to get on the air after the Bucks take care of the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. Come on back, and we're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer along with Matt Velasquez out in Brooklyn. Still a lot more to get to. It's the Big and Safe Pro Hoops post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North inside these beautiful Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin studios that actually have no snow in them. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can have your studio or house feel as warm as the studios do here with Pella windows and doors coming up next here on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Going to hear from Mike Budenholzer in just one second here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. But guys, I want to tell you right now today about how you can save some money going into 2020 and making 2020 the best year possible starts by making it the most energy efficient year you've ever enjoyed in your home. That's with Pella Windows and Doors, what you're trying to do and what they're allowing you to do, how they're trying to help you. Help them help you by calling Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today or just stopping in to their brand new experience center in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road. They have 9 different styles of windows to choose from. If it's windows that you're looking for, if it's patio door to try to make your home, once again, more energy efficient, but also safer. These patio doors with the lock, just a smooth pedal. There is no way it's not budging, right? Back in the day, my parents, they have these big pieces of wood, right? Cut a 2x4 in half. What we're going to do is we're going to log it in here, and there's no way anybody's really going to be able to budge it open more than an inch or so. No more logs on the side of your patio door to make sure that nobody's buzzing through that glass door. Pella Windows and Doors has got it covered, and they've changed the game. Go and experience all of them out in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road, or stop in today. Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. You can replace right now, guys, and save with your choice of either a 10-year, 2.99% financing option or no interest financing for 18 months on approved credit for qualified installations. They manufacture their own windows. They measure, install, service all of their own stuff because they're a one-stop shop. They're here to simplify your life at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision with either fiberglass, vinyl, luxurious wood, and also the innovations over at Pella Windows and Doors are unlike any other with their 2019 Most Innovative Window Award-winning roll screen option. It practically disappears out of view, and you don't have to worry about missing any bit of the sunlight that we get here in the state of Wisconsin in the winter because, I mean, you can miss it because it goes and vanishes that quickly. Seemingly right around 3, 4 o'clock, you can enjoy all of that with Pella Windows and Doors. So go, once again, stop in today or schedule your free in-home consultation today. PellaWI.com. Mike Budenholzer, brought to you by Schneider here on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. His team's won 6 straight, 38-6.
You know, getting over screens, playing without fouling, you know, making them uncomfortable, making them hopefully get to spots that maybe they don't want to be in. You know, I just thought the defense on the ball. And then Brooke is always good in the paint, Giannis in the paint. Yeah.
The offensive fouls are really nothing new with Giannis, but what do you think about the way that he handled that situation, picking up 3 in like 14 minutes?
Yeah, no, I think Giannis's maturity in dealing with, you know, any kind of adversity, including, you know, when sometimes, you know, he gets some early foul trouble or foul trouble in general. I think his approach with the officials, with his teammates, with everybody, the focus to go to the next play or stay with his team and stay engaged and support, it's been a real strength. And I think the whole team kind of sees it. And that's, you know, we talk about leadership. That's another way that you lead. You know, when things don't go your way, when you keep your composure and you just kind of keep playing, keep grinding, everybody else follows his lead.
You obviously had Dragon out there more than you have for certain parts of the season. What do you think about what he added in that backup center role?
Yeah, I thought it was good. You know, I thought defensively he gave us a presence in the paint. You know, first half, looking at, you know, some of the clips, he's just, you know, doing a really good job of, you know, going vertical, making things tough in the paint. You know, so, and then, you know, making a couple threes, and he just knows how to play offensively. And you know, I thought he was good in his minutes again. Like everybody in the league, a lot of pick and rolls too. So I thought the discipline and just, you know, getting over screens, playing without fouling, you know, making them uncomfortable, making them. Yeah, this was much closer. You know, I think the focus, like I mentioned at the beginning, just both ends of the court, the discipline, you know, is closer to what we need.
It seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
A dunk contestant. They're trying to see if that could happen. Pass ahead off the steal. DiVincenzo lays it in. George Hill the assist.
Hey, great job, the defense of Dante DiVincenzo. George Hill just out top making things happen. frustrating the Bed-Stuy boys.
Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Live here inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, along with the mayor, the boss, Mitch Ross. You can call us at 414-799-1250. Also tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan, if that tickles your fancy maybe a little bit more. Just hanging out here listening to Bud and hearing him discuss just how different this game got away from it, and also how Giannis has been able to impact the game differently night in and night out, depending upon how teams are playing him, understanding that teams are going to play him differently every single time he takes the floor, is something that you got to get used to. I can only imagine how difficult it must be that you go into a different night knowing there's going to be different ways teams and crews officiate you. There's going to be so many different ways teams try to defend you, but it's all based upon the same premise of trying to limit getting to the paint and getting to the rack, because however much his three-point shooting has improved, still you saw Jared Allen tonight knowing that he was going to take the ball to the paint, and Allen did a really, really nice job defending Giannis once he got into the post. Jared Allen, one of the better rim protectors in all of basketball, but there's a different challenge that's going to come against all these different ball clubs, also against different officiating crews, as Giannis was not given any favors or done any favors, is the best way to put it, by the officiating crew earlier on tonight. Still here, going to hear from Matt Velasquez tonight, along with some more of your reaction to the Bucks now going to 38-6 on the year after beating the Brooklyn Nets tonight, 117-97. Take a quick timeout. It's Big and Safe Probes post-game show. You're listening to it on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app.
Are you kidding me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing. Celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
I think Are You Kidding Me was what a lot of people were telling themselves and saying while watching this game, and Dragan Bender got up off the bench as early as he did. He plays 21 minutes tonight for the Bucks. Finishes with 6 points. Plus minus, though, of 14. There you go. Earn yourself some more run, kid. Not many players with a negative plus minus for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Actually, only three. DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown, and Pat Connaughton. -2, -2, and -3. For those gentlemen here tonight. That, the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, as you play a game where you win by 20, and really the Bucks controlled this game from Jump Street, as it was really never a contest against Brooklyn here tonight. They did lead early on, so the Bucks will have to wait for their 11th coast-to-coast, start-to-finish, wire-to-wire, whatever way you want to say it, W on the season, as Brooklyn did have a 4-point lead early in this game. Also then retook the lead at 14-12, but 20-point decisive victory. Bucks outscored Brooklyn by 8 in the first quarter, 7 in the second, by 7 again in the third, and then were outscored by 2, just a deuce, by Brooklyn in that fourth quarter when they were able to take out the Brooklyn Nets tonight and roll through a 117-97 victory. Still a little bit of time for you. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez coming up here shortly on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. But 414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation. Take a look around the scoreboard across the NBA. Just one other final earlier on today. That was the Clippers taking out the New Orleans Pelicans and outlasting New Orleans. In that one were the L.A. Clippers, 133-130. Clippers were down 10-15 at different points in the game, but Kawhi Leonard finishes with 39 points in 34 minutes, 15 of 28, 1 of 4 from downtown, 8 of 10 from the foul line, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and here's the number, 5 steals for the reigning finals MVP in Kawhi Leonard tonight. 24 as well off the bench for Montrezl Harrell. And Lou Williams drops 32, 4 of 7 from deep, 7 of 16 from the floor, went to the foul line, 15 times. They have the only other final along with the Bucks 117-97 victory. Games in progress as we speak. Phoenix Suns outlasting Boston at TD Garden right now. 7.5 minutes to play in that one. Phoenix with a 96-85 lead over the Boston Celtics. 59-54 Sixers over the Knicks with 7 minutes to play in the third at MSG. A minute to go in the first half. Raptors 58, Timberwolves 57 in Minneapolis. It's the Cavs 73, the Bulls 56, with about 3 seconds remaining there in the first half. Once again, Chicago will be coming to Fiserv Forum on Monday for a 4 o'clock tip-off against the Milwaukee Bucks. That on MLK Day. End of one quarter, it's the Golden State Warriors 27, the Magic sit at 25. So Warriors with a 3-point lead in that one. See if they can finish that one, unlike they were unable to do a couple of nights ago against the LA Clippers. The Lakers down 7 early in Houston. That game going on right now on ABC. 27, now 21. Rockets over the Lakers with about 2 minutes to go in that first quarter. As Caruso at the line, Eric Caruso. You look at some of these all-star game ballots that are coming in and some of the totals that are coming in on the fan vote. Some of them are just outrageous. Taco Fall is in the actual balloting for the NBA all-star game and somehow sixth in overall voting, fan voting, is Taco Fall for the front court. He's above Bam Adebayo, who deserves to be in the all-star game for the way that he's played this year. Sabonis has had a tremendous year. He's also behind Taco Fall. Reason why this is ridiculous, Taco Fall, dude's on a two-way contract. Instead, he is being right now voted in to the All-Star game. Alex Caruso with fourth right now amongst guards in the Western Conference. Run through you here. These were the third round fan voting. Giannis leading all front court members in the Eastern Conference, leading all Eastern Conference vote getters by almost a full 2 million votes, just under 5 million. He trails only LeBron James and Luka Doncic for the highest voting numbers. Luka and LeBron, 1-1 amongst front court members and guards in the Western Conference. If it ended today, the front court of the West is just ridiculous. LeBron James, Anthony Davis comes in 2. Kawhi Leonard, almost 1.5 million behind Anthony Davis at 3, along with his Clipper teammate Paul George. Nikola Jokic comes in under 1 million votes, but number 5 in the front court. And how about this? Want to talk about fan voting? Who has more votes from the Portland Trail Blazers? Mayor Mitch Ross on the other side. CJ McCollum or Carmelo Anthony? Yeah, Carmelo Anthony. Sadly, Carmelo Anthony is 6th.
I am speechless.
In front of Kristaps Porzingis, Brandon Ingram, who again deserves to be getting votes for the All-Star game the way that he's played. He's behind Carmelo Anthony.
Stud.
Yeah.
And so is Kristaps. I mean, we saw it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kristaps, he's been hurt the last couple of weeks. I think he's been on and off. But at the same time, I mean, he's been incredible this season for Dallas. It's the fan vote is it's a little ridiculous this year. Now, it's only a certain percentage, so you won't see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the NBA kind of steps in and goes, look, Alex Caruso, unfortunately, isn't going to make the All-Star team.
Much, much better than other sports, right? Like, the MLB will just go strictly with fan voting on the starters. And there were years where Derek Jeter was hitting, like, 215. But, well, he's been the New York Yankees shortstop for 17 years. So, yeah, he's going to start again.
A couple of years ago in the NHL, there was a guy, and I was just talking to a buddy the other day, and he brought it up. I mean, I forgot what his name was, but
I remember
it was a guy
his name,
who was...
too.
Who, you know, just a grinder, like a fourth line,
yes,
two-way guy that had finally got a shot at the NHL in like his, you know, 15th year as a professional hockey player, and he got voted into the All-Star game. It's a great story, but I don't know if that's, I mean, is that the best representation of your league?
That was John Scott a couple of years ago. Yes,
yep.
I wanted to say John Marshall, but I knew it was
John. I wanted to say John Jones.
It was something very, very
book. Canadian.
Yeah, very Canadian and very by the book. Some standard name, like the create a player that always just pops up on 2K if you're in the middle of that. It does. It gets into a little bit of a joke every once in a while, but I don't know how you just don't do away with it and go on. Who is playing and having the best year? In the year of analytics and in the age of being able to quantify everything you do on a professional sports field, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, there should be some kind of method, some kind of calculation that just says, I mean, war is probably the best way to put it. These 10, 12 dudes have been the most valuable of their teams. Those are the all-stars
this
year.
Conversely, you know, as recently as what, Kobe Bryant? I mean, you have guys that are way past their primes, mm-hmm. that are, you know, not any good anymore, probably not deserving of the all-star, but they get, you know, they lead the Western Conference in votes because they're Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, who was in his, you know, had lost. It's just, it's kind of, you just can't win really with the fan.
And vote. The only one that I would be okay with in this year being the joke of the vote, how is it not Vince Carter? How is everyone not hammering Vince Carter to vote for? Instead, we want to see a 7'5 dude trot out there and get slammed on in Taco Fall. Let's see an ageless wonder get in, and let's all get behind VC.
Well, I think they did the Vince Carter and Dirk Nowitzki were the honorary All-Stars last year, thinking that Vince would probably hang it up as well.
No, he's not playing
no
that
way.
Game.
Not Vince.
No, no chance. He's not stepping away. You think he's going to pass up an opportunity? He's the first player to play in four different decades, correct?
Yes.
That's just an incredible
I think I was
stat.
Watching NBA TV, and I forget what former player was on there, but it was a guy that had retired in like 2005. Oh, I played with Vince, you know, and I was just like, my gosh, that's an impressive career.
The best one is going to be if one of his former teammates got into the Hall of Fame while he was still in the league. Like, played a segment of his career with him, gets voted into the Hall of Fame, and then he's still sitting there in the league like, yeah, Vince can check you in.
Well,
he could be
did
there.
Did he play with Jason Kidd?
Yeah, for a few different years.
Is Kidd in already?
That I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
I do
Shame
not.
Shame on me.
You see Jason Kidd is
I
the
I kind of forget Jason Kidd exists sometimes.
Well, apparently,
you know.
Apparently not to LeBron James. There was a story out earlier this week that only Jason Kidd understands basketball at the level that LeBron James does. He says he's the only person on the planet that understands basketball
that
the same
lot,
way that
actually.
I do. That yes, doesn't it? It really does. It also cannot make Frank Vogel feel very safe in his role. That was
Vogel's lucky they're doing so well because you know Jason Kidd's coming.
You knew Jason Kidd was ready to take this job like 31 games into the year, take over that LA Lakers team. Unbelievable. Matt Velasquez joins us coming up here next on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Giannis, the only Milwaukee Buck receiving votes enough to be in the top 10 amongst anybody in the Eastern Conference. He's followed up by Pascal Siakam, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. We want to talk about somebody having an all-star type year. Jimmy Butler having an incredible year and also one of the main reasons why the Miami Heat are as close at the top of the Eastern Conference standings, sitting in second, a game and a half now up on the Boston Celtics. And that lead could only grow tonight as Boston currently just under now 4 minutes to play at home against the Phoenix Suns down 107-95. We'll keep you updated on that score, along with the 76ers now only leading New York by two in the third quarter. Keep you posted on those scores as well while we're here. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. That Mitch Ross on the other side. Here from our Milwaukee basketball insider, Matt Velasquez, straight ahead. Keep it right here. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Beautiful pass. DiVincenzo gets the reverse. Bender, the assist.
100%. Anytime Dragan Bender plays 20-plus minutes, that's the bench mob moment of the game because that is the bench mob right there. Dragan Bender getting some run today, dishing off to Dante DiVincenzo there for a finish. That made it 30-22 late, gave the Bucks an 8-point lead. They really never looked back in this one, only trailed twice on two separate occasions, but finish it, win by 20, had leads of 23, extension out, and also really just kept the New York or the Brooklyn Nets, excuse me, at an arm's length pretty much all night long. The New York Knicks in the middle of a contest right now against the Philadelphia 76ers. They just are now reaching within 14 seconds remaining in the third there. 70-69. We'll keep an eye once again on that score. Phoenix with about a minute 15 to go, trying to finish up a game against Boston. They currently are up 114-107. We will keep you posted on that score as well here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post game show. That game is at TD Garden, as some people asking us. No, Devin Booker really just doing it all. Marcus Smart leading the Celtics in scoring in that one. 33 from Devin Booker, but 34 from Marcus Smart. This dude has taken 19 threes tonight. 19 threes. Joked the other night, on Thursday night, after the Bucks and Celtics played, that I thought if Marcus Smart played the Bucks every single night of his career, he would probably be an all-star, like a multiple-time all-star, because it feels like he only plays well to those games. Apparently not. 12 of 22 from the floor, 10 of 19 from deep is Marcus Smart tonight with 34 points. And the Celtics have needed him because he's one of maybe really the only reasons why they're in the game. 34 from Smart, 22 from Gordon Hayward, 21 from Jason Tatum. And then the next highest scorer is Enes Kanter off the bench with 8. They are playing without Kemba Walker tonight, one of the main reasons why. Marcus Smart being asked for a majority of the scoring load there in that one. But once again, we'll keep you posted on that final as it's 114-107. Once again, with about 75 seconds remaining in that one, Suns beating the Boston Celtics. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, guys, tomorrow, be ready and be dialed on to 105.7 FM, The Fan, because we are your home to get ready for the NFC title game. We have Ryan Horvath and my guy, Bart Winkler, for a special pregame show here on The Fan. But it doesn't just start at 3 when Horvath and Bart hit the air. And also Mitch Ross in here for that pregame show tomorrow as well. No, it starts at 9 a.m. here on The Fan with You Better You Bet, a special championship Sunday edition of You Better You Bet. If you have not checked out Danny Parkins, Nick Costos, and Joe Ostrowski doing You Better You Bet here in the postseason on The Fan, do yourself a favor and check it out tomorrow. Even if you are not gambling on games and betting on these games, simply the entertainment factor and the knowledge that goes into backing and trying to handicap some of these games, you're going to enjoy it simply because of that aspect of it. There's so much information being given and so much information at the fingertips of these guys as they help you guide through what you want to make prediction-wise and also investment-wise on these games, that there is just some incredible opportunity. And there's great talk, great football conversation, as they have odds makers on from across the country on the Action Network, as well as Danny, Nick, and Joe giving you all their favorite lines for the games, their favorite bets on the day, and also their favorite prop bets on the day. Because while people think prop bets usually just come out for the Super Bowl, au contraire, there are a ton of prop bets going on right now today for the NFC title game tomorrow that you can get it on. There's a bunch for the AFC title game. Maybe you just want to have a little some on that early game. Just keep the palate moist, ready for the 5:40 kickoff for Packers-Niners. 5:40 kickoff is also a beautiful time to start a football game. If you have the 2 o'clock start, you get the buffer. I mean, don't get me wrong. Noon, 3, 7:30, that's prime. That's where you pace yourself out. You get a little bit break, maybe a little nap, maybe a little dinner there in the middle between the second game and the Sunday night game. But tomorrow, 2 and 5:40, locked up here on The Fan, getting you ready for the NFC title game like nobody else can. Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvath, along with Mitch Ross, get you ready starting up tomorrow at 3, take you up to 5:30. And then Bill and Gary have the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show after the game right here on The Fan. Also then catch my man Steve Sparky Pfeiffer after Bill and Gary are done, starting up at midnight for Green and Gold OT. And hopefully, those guys are all talking about a Packer trip to Miami for Super Bowl 54. Let's get to our guy, Matt Velasquez, at Barclays Center.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
You read them on JS Online, Journal Sentinel, also at Matt_Velasquez on Twitter. How you follow him? Matt Velasquez joins us here on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show from Barclays Center. 117-97 win. Matt, appreciate the time, man, on the East Coast.
Yeah, no, always good to be talking with you.
And it's always good to be talking after these wins that just keep on coming and keep on finishing up. The fouls offensively on Giannis, what's the deal here? Some of these offensive fouls are just mind-blowing against him tonight.
Yeah, it's nothing new. Yeah, this is like another day at the office for us, for Giannis, for the refs, for Bud, for just everybody. I mean, it's such a, you know, Bud's going to say it's such a hard call to make, and, you know, the refs do the best they can and all that kind of stuff. They really don't even worry about it. They're, you know, they're kind of sick of talking about it. It just is what it is. And Giannis was totally undeterred anyway. He picked up three offensive fouls in the first, 14 and a half minutes of the game, and still was, like, incredibly dominant. 29 points, 12 rebounds. You know, shot a really high percentage. Didn't really stop him from attacking the rim or doing what he normally does, which, you know, Bud said was a big credit to Giannis and his maturity and his leadership, that he wasn't, you know, losing his cool or anything like that. You know, just this is standard operating procedure. You know this, I know this. This is yep. What happens.
You're around him all the time. Do you feel that maturity that Bud talks about with Giannis, being able to kind of control his emotions in those spots? I can only imagine how difficult that can be.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's been really good about that, you know, for basically his whole career. There have been a few memorable moments where he's lost his cool. You know, Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Nothing better.
Knows that firsthand more than anyone. You know, obviously that was early. There was a game in Denver a couple of years ago that he got his sixth foul and, you know, kind of had a tirade as he left the court. A game last year. I forget who it was against. Was that against the Pacers where he had called for an offensive foul, or he was upset about a foul call? And then he turned that into just like a dominating finish. So he's had a few memorable ones. But overall, like, he knows that he needs to keep his cool. And, you know, he generally does so. And then in the post game, basically no matter what question he gets about really anything, you know, he always gives a thoughtful, measured response. He's not taking the bait. He's not, you know, going to try and, you know, get himself fined by saying something he doesn't need to say or he doesn't want to say publicly. You know, he knows how to handle himself, which, you know, is a really impressive thing for somebody who has grown into that leadership role from where he started from.
And also, too, another memorable one, what about the OKC sign? That all that sparked was an 18-game winning streak by the team as they went on and finished that one in OKC and didn't lose, excuse me, for like another month and a half. Final thing for you, Matt, I know you got to run. Dante DiVincenzo just continues to find himself in the scoring column, continues to find himself in the conversation.
Yeah, no, he's been great. I mean, he's getting good looks, and he's taking them confidently. He's continuing to do what he's been doing all season on defense, getting deflections, getting steals, you know, just flying in for rebounds. You know, Bud was praising him before the game for all the V-backs and hits that he gets on rebounds and the way he handles himself on defense. Just he's been great. The Bucks, you know, bench unit, with, you know, I think it kind of is a kind of an unsung thing tonight, but like in the first quarter, this is like a 1-point game. Bucks go to an all bench unit, and you know they finished the first quarter on a 7-0 run, and from there on, it's like all Bucks. You know, that's something that Bud has done a lot, and you know, Dante's been a part of that. They've been really good, and I know you wanted to ask me what my prediction was for the Packers game.
There
right?
We go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so I've done no research in the intervening hours since Thursday. I'm aware that you're supposed to watch two very specific parts of your body when it comes to
yes.
avoiding illness. Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
The easiest way to do it.
But I think that is the line still at Packers plus 7.5?
Yep, that's where I got it, and that's where it's sitting right now.
Okay, great. Then I'll take Packers to cover.
There we go. I like that. Matt, appreciate it, buddy. There's no better way to do it than make money on the game as well as seeing your favorite team do it. Get home safe. We'll see you on Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday after the Bulls game. And we always enjoy it, man. Appreciate the time that you can carve out for us tonight.
All right, yeah. Sounds great. We'll talk Monday.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, dude. That's Matt Velasquez joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Matt Velasquez says the Packers cover. They get 7.5. You get the best Packers coverage in the city right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, tomorrow. Getting ready for the NFC title game. I can't wait. I'm itching for Sunday. It's almost here, ladies and gentlemen. And another Bucks win is here, and that's what you got tonight. 117-97 over the Brooklyn Nets. Back home finishing up the season set against the Chicago Bulls later on this week on Monday, and then it's out to Paris, and the Bucks will take on the Charlotte Hornets live from Paris coming up on Friday. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. For Mayor Mitch Ross on the other side, Bucks win tonight. We have you covered wall to wall, green and gold tomorrow. Starts up at 9 a.m. Keep it right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.